Show me how you silly, silly baby. Me a feeling, feeling, feeling kwa magadi mpakara. Oh yeah, kili, 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 kili baby. Show me how you silly, silly baby. Me a feeling, feeling, feeling kwa magadi mpakara.
Are you gonna dance here? If I show you my man, hey. Are you gonna dance here? Kisha twende nyumbani.
Yani kiweka tam, ukitoa tam, inakuwa ta 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 tam. Ukinyama tam, ukinuka tam, ndo nazidi pa ta 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 ta. Oye kiti baby.
Gidi 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 go go go. Giddy 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 go go go. Of course, Diamond Platnumz, the number one Eastern African artist, making headlines this very beautiful morning from the Real Radio podcast in the 32nd episode. My man, making stride after stride. Now, after the long holiday, Kenya celebrating its 59 years of independence on a special Monday yesterday. And the interesting thing about this long weekend that just passed by the way. Na watu wakiotimu kuja hapa mnieleze hapa, mbona mnaitaita vinembe za watu hapa mapochi za biashara? It was an interesting time with them. When I saw the trend ati the, watu wapumzishe mapochi za biashara huko. My man, what do you people on KOT use, by the way? You understand? Even they'd forgotten that the president lied to people who were attending Jamhuri Day celebration yesterday that they were going to be given free courses from University of Arizona. Free sponsorships, by the way. Yo story mlikanyagia mkasema tu ni pochi la biashara ndio itambe kutamba huko Twitter. And by the way, yeah, so I think it is so controversial. But then again, it is what it is sasa. Kama mukiuza, sasa, who are we to stop you from doing what you do, man? Do what you do, as always, kicking heavy on this testy Tuesday. My name is the big boy, big man. Hosting this special 32nd episode of the Real Radio podcast. And of course, if you haven't listened to our previous episodes, find us on Spotify, AudioMac. We are now on AudioMac. Find us on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Podcast Go, Radio iCast, and all the leading online platforms. We are available as the Real Radio podcast, making this wonderful, beautiful morning a charming one, of course, feeling happy. By next year, Kenya, we will be going to our 68th year of celebrating independence. However, the independence is not independent. The black colonialists now are here with us, terrorizing us left, right, and center, making lives difficult with the poverty levels going high. The latest World Bank research reflects on a hike, inflation. Inflation of poverty, poverty hit areas, especially Africa and or let's say the sub-Saharan and Saharan Africa. And of course, Kenya was colonized by British after they left, and you know, there was so much that was introduced into these continents with from religion. There were, in short, the Western culture that came in, you know. However, the Western culture is not bad because some has helped education, you know, how vicious we have become, how knowledgeable, how skillful we have become. That is the positive impact. The moral part of that now came without control. Mashoga sasa na malelo akisikia story, they ain't happy. But asa tutadu what sasa? The Western culture brought about the LGBTQ communities now, you know, and they have proven in Africa that they're going to do it big better. You remember the Becky from Telegram? This video of Becky and Pretty Wish trending on the walikuwa na jilamba lamba huko wakiwa club wakipiga sherehe. You see, the celebrities now, they're getting out of their heads nowadays. You understand? Trying to chase cheap clout, nini nini. My advice to you is find something you're going to do, make a basis out of it, let the fans recognize you for it. Now, Pretty Wish, who was the girlfriend to Steve Simple Boy, was live on TikTok recording with Becky from Telegram. What wa Telegram na mujuango huko watu wa OnlyFans nini nini. What a shame, by the way. Celebrities doing such nonsense is a tarnish of the country's name in general. Na watu kama hao wanafaa wanapelekwa committee direct. Hakuna makesi nini nini. You understand? Now, that is not even the case. Calligraph Jones, the self claim of being the best rapper in Africa, wrote on easy stories that alipanda ndege msia kadengi, sindio? Na ndege ikanuka ndege mzima. But my question is, you are the best rapper in Africa, but you are boarding a plane which msia kidengi unaweza sikia. Is sense made out of that, really? Your OG is on mouth, but when it is action time, approving, you just go out with complaints there. Calligraph Jones angeuza ile McLaren yake moja apate first class ama economy class yake kwa hiyo ndege. Asa ananza kupanda hapa hizi mandege zimefunguliwa juzi hapa, anapanda Kenya mpya ya mandege. Akamba basi ya mandege, alafu nakuja kucomplain hapa telling us we are the best rapper in Africa by the way. Lakini watu wakudengi kwa ndege mflash. Hii ilikuwa tu mtu wakuflash. Because hizo macho lazima pia uflash. Hiyo denge itokangi huko kwa hewa. Sasa ndio inashukanga kwenda chini. So these celebrities with the, you know, Kenyan musicians. Let me tell you this story. I haven't told this story anywhere else. My opinion about these Kenyan musicians. These Kenyan musicians, yeah, before they make it, hey, they're struggling, they're sending you links, share this song, I did a collab with this is the best song now, this is the breakthrough song. After the breakthrough, they're going to get us a hit after 2 years, you understand? Like somebody is going to release a hit this December, the next time they're going to release a hit is maybe 2024 December, you understand? The controversy out of that, and they demand a lot for us to play the Kenyan music. I'm Kenyan, I ain't being discriminatory, but let the truth be told. Our Twaishi studio, by the way, they work there tirelessly day and night. They make good music. After all, they're going to benefit more. Still, as well, to a video, they can find ways of getting, of being relevant to the fans, to the audiences in Kenya. Other than the cloud chasing activities, by the way. It is like the Arab and Nadia Mukami scenario. These people, nikama they saw they ain't relevant anymore, you know, after pale kuzaza, people stopped talking about them. Now, they brought this whole story that Nadia Mukami said they had broken up. Hadi wakasema hizo doza pamoja ati yo Nadia and Arab boy together wazikuenda huko. The thing is, I really hope they ain't chasing clout, because if it is clout, you ni kupima watu sana. Sasa, Nadia Mukami, the power she came with from Maseno University, sio rahisi. You know, that first song, whatever, man. That first song, alitwanga akiwa Maseno University. The song after that, you see, she got like 5 straight hit songs. After hapo akaenda matano leave up to today. Now they're coming back with clout. Really, really, really. Adam Kami, you can do better on that. But I can mediate. I can be the Kofi Annan of your existence. I come there. Mi bora mumenishikia KDF car that hivi na munitoi lock. Aya, alafu mtafutie huyo mtoi wenu, mtafutie mboch mzuri juu sitaki kukuja mediation process na mtu anakaa pretty vish. You understand? Because the headlines made there this week, starting heavy and big, was the Nairobi governor Johnson Sakaja. At least he has implemented either of his manifesto saying that the Nairobi festival will be happening in 5 days. I mean, the duration for the event will be 5 days. The talents that would be showcased there will portray the city's ambience, the city's existence. You know, Nairobi is the epitome of ideologies in terms of art. That's where everybody has come from, up country to town campus palace. Sasa, they're trying to get along with the arts and make it. You understand? That's why now this event is the best event. Anybody in Nairobi and you feel you are the best artist in whatever you do, singing, comedy, cultural artifacts, this showcasing and whatever, exhibitions of your best products, the Nairobi festival is for you, by the way. Go there and showcase your talents, by the way. Make it big, make records, set history. These are chances provided once in a year. So every December when they will be happening, prepare yourself adequately. Ukakuna corruption, go. You know, the best thing about talent is that talent does not have the distinction that, oh, I know you, I don't know you. It is about what you give to the audience. You understand? The audience are the core judges of your art. They really dictate how your art is going to move. Make an impact on your audience. Make the best out of yourself. Prepare adequately. Make people have fun, maze, they enjoy. You understand? That's all about Nairobi Festival. And I hope the every governor sees this so that the talent showcasing is distributed the whole country. We have diverse talents in this country, Kenya. Because these people who come to Nairobi in search of greener pastures for their talents, they have come from those local areas, you understand? So every governor should embrace what Mutua alianza huko machahu akaendanga ni kama hiyo project alikuwa ameachanga Lilian. Waka break up Lilian akaenda na project yake. Meru alikuwa na this shit inaitwa je Meru. Nedem Kami was there. I think it was the Meru Fest or whatever. You understand? So such platforms give a rigid platform for every talent to be showcased. Now we should also divert into sports. What was sports pale nini nini? What was kucheza? That's all about CBC, by the way. Curriculum based activities, which is in the education system. You najua. I think, but that's why I like so much about CBC. You are too practical rather than discovering yourself by doing something you ain't into. You understand? Unapata mseni footballer, but then again, ameambiwa oh, physics na chem, kuna yenye uchague, compulsory, you understand? That does not relate in any way with their football careers. It does not relate in any way with their music careers. In fact, all those subjects zinafazi kwe scrapped off, you understand? Watu wako na ilo mao wanasikia fiti, they should be scrapped off. Now, we have this. We have music. We have drama. We have football. Football is a subject. Unaenda daru kupewa certificate and all that. We have football. We have what again? Vitu kama piloting pale ni practicals. Munaenda kwa hewa practicals. Mambo atari. Hakuna ati oh, nini nini. You go to class. Wenda kwa hewa ikikuwa ikuwa. You understand? So it is all about introducing the practical part of our existence. You know, education has lied to us so many times. Oh, because it has developed the criteria. Education is there to differentiate people in terms of class, you know. The administrators, yes, they can be educated, you understand? Because there's no way you cannot lead a country where you don't know English, where you are going to China to negotiate, and then you negotiate no deals, you get debts over debts. Sasa sai nini? Sasa sai Kenya iko kwa laani sasa. You understand? The talents in Kenya, my friend, can pay the debts in due time. And that's why the Nairobi Festival by Sakaja, they are embracing a good character and providing opportunities for people to showcase their talents, man. Plus watu wana form ya hii December bana. Sasa sana sana wale wako na mademaze. Sasa this is your time, go there pale brodika nini nini. Skia fiti mazejo. On this Tasty Tuesday, we bring to an end the 32nd episode as such, hosted by the big boy, big man, Mzee Onyato. Of course, subscribe and follow us on Spotify, AudioMac, Apple Podcasts, and other online leading platforms for podcasts. This is the Africa's number one podcast. Listening is everything.
It's Kelpie Vibes.
Check it down, get down, get down, hey.
Jaja, you're pretty jaja. Jaja, you're pretty jaja.
No, 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 no.
Jaja, you're pretty jaja.
No, no.
Jaja, you're pretty jaja, baby. Jaja, you're pretty jaja. Jaja, you're pretty jaja. Jaja, you're pretty jaja.
I swear your love give me fever. Uh-huh. All the time you come down the shiver.
Uh-huh.
Now you be the one, just believe her.
My diva,
my diva. Oh, you turn Batman to Cena with your sexy body, Carolina. For your love, I go fight like John Cena. Ataka mani kiongo vosina.
Kupe kila kitu, baby. Mchana kosiku, tufanye mavitu.
Baby, mavitu.
Kupe kila kitu.
Chana kwa siku, oh
baby.
Tufanye mavitu,
oh baby. Vitu, oh baby.
So take this long napo wine.
Jeje, your body, jeje, what?
Jaja, your body, jeje.
No, 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 no.
Jaja, your body, jeje.
No, no.
Jaja, your body, jeje, baby.
Jeje, your body, jeje.
Jaja, your body, jeje.
No, 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 no.
Jaja, your body, jeje. Jaja,
I hope you know say this is quick say where you carry for backy they make me the quick 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 baby quick 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 come to back your ass nesse zamenda ni narungu komredi kipepepe kipepepe
ooh la la la
you body fine now when you whine you blow my mind
ooh la la la
I wanna waste your time so please be nice so make your mind
ooh la la la
kissing in the morning more from the morning
till the night
ooh la 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 la
la la la la kupe kila kitu
oh baby
mchana kwa usiku tufanye mavitu baby mavitu
oh baby,
oh baby,
oh baby, vito baby.
So take this long nap a wine.
Jaja, your body, jaja.
Yeah.
Jaja, your body, jaja.
No, 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 no.
Jaja, your body, jaja.
No, no.
Jaja, your body, jaja, baby. Jaja, your body, jaja.
We out, man. We out. We out on until on the next one. It has been a nice one. Follow us on Spotify at Real Radio Podcast, Apple Podcast. Now introducing AudioMac at Real Radio Podcast, Africa's number one podcast. Listening is everything.